Quran chapter 4 verse 1 is a clear indication, which says that, oh, you people, fear your guardian Lord who created it from a single soul, and from it created its mate, and from them twain caused to spread across the world multitudes of men and women. So this one clearly spells out what is the Islamic position on it. God has a purpose for creating man and a woman, and why they are put together in marriage so that they can give birth to children. Same sex is a contradiction of God's plan. It's a condemnation and a rejection of God's plan, and so Islam is vehemently against it. Society has values, and a human society is built on time-honored values. And those values need to be, they are pure and they are universal, and we need to uphold them. I think that we should reject any attempt, whether by a group or by a certain force or an ideology that is coming from external to us. Those Ghanaians, that's why they have left the shores of Ghana and they are living somewhere. They have so been influenced by a certain ideology or culture over there. Their intention is to transport that culture into our country by going through our law processes. And I think that we must take a very entrenched position and reject it and condemn it in no uncertain terms.
The general overseer of the Victorious Life Chapel, Bishop Ejeya Boaje, said same-sex act is demonic and Ghana cannot stand the wrath of God if the country dares to pass the law on the act.
Then we need to be very careful that the fact that majority is crying for something does not mean is right. Because God can allow certain things, because the resurrection of Jesus Christ, now we have escaped the wrath that happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. And so if we fear God, then we have to be so wise that, yes, under the umbrella of human rights, they can cry, they can start signatures. But as a nation, we have a parliament, we voted them over there. And if they can stand in the position of the late President Atami, that stood and declared clear, we have societal norms, we have ideas, we have ethics, and we are people of tradition, and we know what we're after. George, I'm standing on this point on your program to call on the whole nation, including His Excellency our President. Africa, it is time to arrive and shine, because I don't see any country who said they are going to impose it on Saudi Arabia and other people. You cannot, they will never allow you.
That was the General Overseer of the Victorious Life Chapel, Bishop Ejeya Boaje.